Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Like, what if the person that would know can get in trouble too?
Some way they'll get him off or something.
Well, not like that. Brett's justice is amazing. That's a fantastic form of justice. All right, let's get this guy off.
Be tough getting off to Carole Baskin, but you know.
Yeah, I watched her last night on the Dancing with the Stars thing. She's an awkward individual. You put her up against all these others, like Charles Oakley of the Knicks. He looks cool, man. He's got this gray beard. He looks just badass. And he's there, and you're like, that's a cool-looking guy. And then everybody on, it's like really attractive. And then Carole Baskin pops up, and you're like, wow. This is why we have to keep models hot and people on TV from looking like us. Because the last thing I want to do is turn my television on and see a representation of everyday America. I see that every day. I don't want to go and see my Circle K crew all on TV with their own. This diversity thing, fine.
She's
but let's
making
not,
leopards look bad.
Look, there was a Target commercial on, and it was, the poor leopards that had to die for her clothes. Target commercial came on, and they had a cute girl model, and then a cute boy model, and then this hog rolled up, and she's in tights, and they're selling tights and stuff, and she wanders onto the thing, and she's dancing with the cute people. I'm like, well, this would never happen. And then some weird dude came out, and then a kid in a wheelchair. I'm like, no, I see this every day. I don't need this to be the fantasy can't die that a pretty world exists. That it just can't happen that way. I was watching this thing, and I'm like, no. And then Megan was looking through this thing on her phone, and it's advertising athletic wear. Now, keep in mind what I just said. Athletic wear.
Yeah.
Like, all the models were 220, 225.
They represented every size.
I don't want it represented. That's not the representation that sells me things. The representation that I see every day out there. I'm not a model. I know that. I have to know that deep down because I am not the guy in clothes you look at and go, I wish I looked like that. I don't sell clothes. My body does not sell clothes.
But John, you also don't have to look at an ad and see the regular models and wonder, do you think I could wear that? Like
does
I
bother,
have to
does
sometimes.
Does that bother you?
No.
It doesn't at all because you know why? You realize, well, no, I can never wear that. I'm not a size 32. Maybe they have my size. But if you're so stupid, no offense to you,
right,
that you look at a model and think, I probably would look exactly like
you know
that
what?
If
I'm
I wore
gonna
those
look good
clothes.
In that.
Yeah. I don't need everyday representation. And that commercial was proof of it yesterday. It was disturbing. These weirdos running around. Athletic wear. You haven't been athletic since the last time you thought the fridge magically filled itself in a dream and you ran down the hallway. That's it. The only time you've ever done any athletic maneuvering is to get to food or a buffet line or never. So in there, she's in these Lululemon pants, and Lululemon hates that. This was an offshoot of that because they don't let big people in their clothes. And it's fine. That's fine. We shouldn't have that. Models should be beautiful. The people, and you see it, like Carole Baskin up against all those pretty people, and you're like, I don't need to see this. She's going to lose just on her looks. But then she's also a murderer, which makes her interesting.
Oh,
but only if she's
attracting.
Murdering.
Meh.
I don't remember her dancing. I don't. I think I may have dozed off by the time she danced, but they kept showing her and stuff, clapping. And
she got through the first round, but her partner disappeared. He's missing.
He's gone. Nobody knows. Nobody said a thing. Carrie Ananaba gives her six, but nobody knew. Yeah, she's a disturbing individual. And maybe she can dance, maybe she can't, but is that what we're interested in? It's just got a. I don't know. All those ads and all that stuff for activewear and things that people do. It's like, look, I see enough. I look at you guys every morning. That's enough. You're not models.
That's all the activewear you
I'm
need.
No yeah, if you guys started to come in and wear active, like, leggings, not like the ones I'm wearing, but active leggings. Like, I'm wearing I Quit pants, like I Quit Life pants. But if you're like, you know, Brady started to wear like workout tank tops and tights, we would make fun of you to no end. It would never end. You wore that one Rafael Nadal tank top shirt, and it was over that day because it was just like a guy who ate Rafael Nadal came in here and took his clothes. It just didn't look good.
Well, I was missing the gold chain.
Yeah.
Then it would have been fun.
Oh, that would have put the whole outfit together?
Yeah.
That would have made it a costume, which totally changes things. If you're like when Larry used to wear his Joe Travolta coat around, that was the best thing I've ever seen because he thought it looked, and we had to tell him, this is not a look for you. This is something. But that's what people need to tell these models. This is not a look for you. It's not for you. Maury Povich used to do shows about it all the time. My mom dresses like she's crazy. And they'd come on and tell him, you can't do this anymore. But now it's normal. Now it's like, no, big people have to dress like it's no. And it's not just big people. It's ugly men like me. Like, there's no reason I couldn't wander in right now and just say I'm a model. And people, you can't say no. You'd look at me and go,
now
you're no model.
Open market.
It isn't, though. It's not. And I would sit down and the person across from the table would go, there's absolutely no reason the general public would look at you and think they want to look like this at all. You're a nightmare for them. You are everybody's nightmare. Like, if they woke up and looked like you, it would be the worst day of their lives. So, of course, I can't be a model. Yeah, nobody would want to wake up and look like this. Brett, you're the only one that might because you got hair. Brett can cover up. He's got some hair. So they might be able to doll him up. Brady, you and I are dead in the water.
Plus size?
No. There's no, and you notice
and you don't want to lead with that.
Do Lane Bryant commercials or what?
Yeah, there's no plus size men models.
I'm a adult husky model.
You know, boy huskies grow into adult huskies, yeah. And there's no adult huskies section. There's a big and tall shop. That's just embarrassing to go in. And the only reason the big and tall shop is good is for tall guys. The big part stinks. You know? That part's hard. For a guy like
you.
When
you roll out with a 7X.
Yeah. When you go into the big and tall shop, it's with your head hung low. I'm here for the big part. Your section. Even there, they have a husky section. Oh, you're over there. Tall shop.
Right in the,
they have to do stuff.
In between.
What do you mean? Big and tall?
Yeah, for qualifying on the where you get to the they got the XB, which is
what's that?
Extra large big. Then there's extra large L, which is tall. That's the tall guys.
That's the slim tall. Yeah. Yeah. What's XLB?
The big guy.
Big or yeah.
Isn't that just it is. Doesn't extra large do
it's
the work?
Just
you have to add a B.
Wider, not as long. So as you're like. Some guys will go in there and...
Stumpy.
It's more tent shape.
Yeah, the stumpy.
Well, yeah, you need the, like awnings and stuff
it's like
rather
wide.
Than clothes. Why?
Because the regular length, XL, like when you get into it, it could be too long.
So it's it shouldn't be XLB, it should be SF, short and fat.
Yeah, but yeah, they went with B.
Yeah, they went with
for
XLB.
For box, or I don't
box
know.
Box-shaped man.
Yeah.
It's insulting no matter what you do. Yeah. Men just walk in and go, I'm fat. Give me some fat guy clothes. We don't care.
It should be XK for keg or something like
yeah.
that.
Or just...
You're keg-shaped.
SF. Short and fat.
Or just S for slob.
Or that. You know, or yeah, I guess you could go that route. I don't know that... That one might be no, just a touch insulting.
Oh, come on.
It's worse than short and fat, and I don't know how you manage that. It's weird, but yeah, it's like, you know, I don't need to see that. That ad came on, I just shook my head. I'm like, come on. People, please. We don't need to do this. Just keep models hot. Can we keep models hot in this world? Please.
I'm all for it.
I mean, is there anybody out there who's against that? I know women will be like, it's nice to see people who look like me in the clothes. You know how you do that? Put the clothes on. Look at yourself in them. I want to see someone who looks like me in those clothes. Why? Don't you have aspirations anymore? Don't you have dreams that you can look better? Then that... You know, that's you know. I don't want to one up the guy on TV. Hey, I'm ugly, and this is what clothes look like on me. And you might look better. That's sad. That's not selling me anything. You know
it's
what?
It's got to be tough for the ladies when you finally eventually move into the polyester world.
Right. Well, that's an aging thing. That's aging. That's different, and it's inevitable. Yeah. It's a gravitational pull to polyester, like it is for us for sweatpants. I see how you guys look at me when I wear my Mack Weldons. You're all laughing. But you're all kind of envying it right now. And there's a lot of dudes ordering up those sweatpants, those I Quit sweatpants. But they're nice. And I see them all. Cliff Kingsbury wears them around. I'm like, feeling pretty good about the company I keep. He's a good-looking man. If it was Andy Reid that had those on, I'd probably get rid of them because they'd become Andy Reid pants. And I don't want to wear Andy Reid pants. I want to wear Cliff Kingsbury pants. And I am. But yeah, stop with the big model. You know what they'll never do, though, is have a restaurant represent the diverse cultures and looks of
Jumbos?
Yeah, they won't have pigs Jumbos. Eating around. No, they won't do it because it would make them look like their food is bad for you. You will never see a group of people in a McDonald's ad that are humongous. Maybe a little bit big, but never just blimps. They're always kind of active. They're playing basketball. They're doing some stuff. They run over. They grab a sandwich. And they're all in pretty good shape. No blobs will ever. Target, yeah, you got your athletic wear. You got to put one put her in a sports bra and she's blobbing out all over that thing. That's fine. Never for food. So there's laws and rules to this silliness that drive me nuts. Keep models hot. That's my 2020 campaign slogan.
I mean, when you think of fitness, you don't think of Big Mac supersized.
Right. But that's the thing. And they would never do that. They'd never go, well, you know, we know what we do. We know what goes on here. Have a Coke and a salty burger and blow up because you're going to. It's not it. That's it. Make models hot again. I'm tired of this this world where everyday people get to be on my TV as models. No. Love Island has no pigs on it.
I watched, how was it? Did you see them?
I watched Love Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of the girls are that attractive. The men are better looking. The men are more feminine and better looking than the women. But there are no pigs on Love Island. None. Nary a one.
Is it
on a Vegas rooftop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on top of they built a big like house and pool and area for them on top of a Vegas hotel. There's no pigs on Love Island. And that is, I want America to have that same mentality. I want America to think of itself as Love Island. There's no pigs on Love Island. We're all big and gross, but we don't need to represent ourselves that way. Put on a show. And I realize that I'm not the only guy that got drunk at a weird time yesterday. For no reason at all, 7:30, right after the game ended last night. I'm sick of hysteria. This email shows up. I'm sick of the hysteria. Yeah, I get it. I'll read it like a drunk wrote it. People get sick and die, but guess what? I'm a salt vendor. I go to hospitals. I go to restaurants. I have not gotten sick, and neither has my wife. The one thing that does make me sick is the fact it takes a millionaire comedian 2 years to make a perfect bit, and I laugh more at your off-the-cuff comments than any special I've seen. I bow to you, man. I'm drunk. Don't say my name. That was an email he had to fire off. Another one.
That was nice.
Watching the Steelers-Giants game, and I get a text from a girl who I'm somewhat interested in, which later I don't believe I will be. And she said, why do you think the Chris Evans nude leak is not bigger news? My immediate response is, why are you asking me this? Why am I the voice of the masses? And I told her point blank, I think it's because guys don't care. So why is it when Jennifer Lawrence or Kate Upton nudes get leaked, it's a big deal, but when Chris Evans gets leaked, a man gets his nudes leaked, everybody's crazy and is supportive of him. And I'm three Jack and Cokes into this conversation just during the game. Long story short, she thinks I'm a disgusting human being or something, and women deserve more respect. Okay, if you excuse me, it's halftime. I'm going to rub one out to that Jennifer Lawrence nude now and take a dump. It is an interesting thing. Said, well, should male celebrities be shamed for their nude leaks? Were women shamed for them? I think we loved every second of Jennifer Lawrence's nude leaks. I don't think there was any shaming
involved
at
all. It just opened up a whole, you know, for guys like, wow, she's sending
dudes around to her. Yeah, she got some dirty pics.
If you're dating her,
lucky dude,
you're going
right?
to get some action.
We thought Jennifer Lawrence was being a great girlfriend. No, the shameful part was her pictures were stolen, and that's too bad. But Chris Evans' penis going out on the internet doesn't care because we don't care.
There's a little red flag on that. Like, I don't know if this was... It seems like a
setup.
There's a little inside setup because now he's using it. Like, now you're aware, vote. You know, he's using this.
Well, if that's getting you to vote.
Now that got your attention.
Yeah, you were a weirdo to begin with.
Well, now that I've got your attention, go out and vote.
Well, that's like Kim Kardashian and her porn back in the day. I mean, that built her empire.
Made
for
a
the
career.
Most part. Yeah.
Yeah, made an entire billion-dollar empire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is that we weren't shaming them. And that's the difference, too. Like, why is it I've had this discussion several times that when, like, Britney gets out of a car and isn't wearing underwear, they have upskirt shots and they flip out. Like you get a shot of Britney's, you know, clam and people lose their minds. But if a dude got out of a car and his balls were hanging out of his shorts, everybody'd be grossed out because they're not.
It's
because women don't like us the same way. You guys don't. You just don't. You don't want to look at us.
But I get the creepiness feeling for the girls.
Sure, it's weird. You know, but do you think Britney went out of that car flashing that beef accidentally?
Yeah, not knowing that there could be a potential.
That no
Ewing
underwear
party.
And she's seen her, that wasn't her first time out of a car to paparazzi. That was all set up to be like, oh no, a vagina shot, and it blew up through the moon. and she got all the attention.
You can see the gold bond on the seat.
Yeah, little puff of the stuff. Because I think it's wet and gross. It's Vegas. It's hot.
Dry that off.
You get that swamp badge. You can't have that wandering around this Vegas strip. You know, you can make some pancakes in that car. But yeah, so women don't look at us the same way. You don't have, like, there's not going to be 10 million downloads of Chris Evans's penis. Because you don't see us the same way as we see you. And the funny thing is, we always try to adapt to the way a woman thinks. Like, oh, yeah, I'll help you with this, and I'll be, you know, I'll be more emotional and whatever. And never once do they say, I know you just love staring at clams, so here's a shot. You know, they find us disgusting. They find the things we like disgusting, and we have to adapt to all the things they like to do, which are the opposite of our natural like feelings.
We've got one thing that has probably gotten – you know, in that caliber, but it's still not even close. We've had David for hundreds of years, the carved statue, and yet the nude woman next door that's a no-namer will still get more people
She's
checking
got the
that out.
Because they love it. It's like, man, her cans were nice. I wonder if they all had cans like this back then. We're weirdos. There's no doubt. But yeah, picture of a man's penis and like Chris Evans, who's like a superstar. It's Captain America, for God's sakes. Captain America's dick's all over the internet. Nobody cares. Because women don't look at dicks like we look at. And ladies, you'll never understand. You just can't grasp. All the years of you trying to hide your nipples has created a scavenger hunt for us that we can't even grasp in our heads. We are constantly on the lookout for rogue nipples. Constantly. Jennifer Aniston has a career because she was constantly cold, and we never once saw those. We never saw them out, but we all pretty much know what her boobs look like because they were hardened up on Friends every Thursday. And we are weirdos that way. But the Chris Evans thing, I totally get that nobody cares. Women aren't going to take that into their bedrooms and rub one out. If they are, they've got 30 cats. They're undesirable anyway.
But what cracks me up is every now and then there's plenty of guys that think this is going to do it.
Sure.
I'll send a picture of this.
Yeah, you're. It's not a pretty face.
The Favre, the Anthony Weiner, the.
And the reason why is because we have to work for physical affection. Women don't. You guys don't have to put in any effort at all. You just have to say, I'm interested.
You can put on your target exercise
when you hold
clothes and you'll
exactly,
look fine.
Exactly, exactly. That girl on that Target ad shouldn't have anybody interested in her. She does.
Yep.
She does. Because the women hold all the cards, all the leverage. So in simple answer to the Chris Evans thing, a woman can see a dick anytime she wants. All you got to do is ask, like, for the most part, I want to see it. And there's a guy who'll show it to you. Like, there will not be a day in your life, ladies, if you wanted to see a pee-pee that you'd get through and go, man, I asked like 100 dudes and not one dude would show me. You're going
to
see one.
But the percentage that are dying to see it, that's where we
none, get it. Because it's too easy to see.
And so constantly you got the Louis C.K. syndromes and the, oh, they want to see it.
Right. Well, and then it comes down to what Magic Johnson said. Sex was so easy for me to get that I had to go do other stuff. I got bored getting it the normal way. Say, women can get pee-pee shown to them all day. So there's no interest in Chris Evans' dick. A lady knows that at her office, she could like write a note, an email, and say, hey, any guys that want to show me their penis, I'll be in the... There'd be a couple dudes that showed up. Like, were you serious about that? There'd be a couple of guys that want to show.
I'll be in the break room at 10:15.
Yeah, I'll be at the break room, the one with no windows.
There'll be 20 dongs there within 5 minutes.
Right? And their friends might come by. Well, my friend Mark's coming by for lunch. I want to see his dong, too. You hold all the cards. We, on the other hand, lose our jobs if we even look at you with clothes on wrong. So, yeah.
Mr.
You hold
Pence.
All the leverage. Just wanted to come by, show my dick to people.
That's just like going to the bar, though, at the end of the night. The guys are scrambling to find a chick, and a chick can just be like, I'm taking that one tonight.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
So a long answer to your question, why is Chris Evans' thing not a big deal? Because, ladies, you can see multiple pee-pees every single day of your life. We have to work really hard. You watch a dude say, I'm going to try to see vaginas and not pay for anything today. I'm just going to ask. And see how many lawsuits you come home with. A woman, she'd come home and go, man, 100. I saw 100.
Or how fast you can search. How fast you can search the internet when you hear Jennifer Lawrence is out there. I'll find that.
Yep. Watch this.
Smoke coming off the fingers and everything.
I got it. Here's 13 of them. If you're interested, I found some hidden ones. Yeah. You've created a scavenger hunt for your body parts, which means you hold all the leverage. So Chris Evans' dick out there. Why is he not being shamed? Because he was going to show that to you if you asked anyway. That is not a secret for a man. That is not something we're not going to great lengths to hide our penises for any other reason than going to jail. Otherwise, we'd have it out all the time.
And unless his was micro, he's
right.
got nothing
exactly.
to be ashamed of.
Exactly. He's got a regular penis. He's fine.
And he's Captain America. I mean, come on.
And then there's that.
Yep.
And he's a good-looking dude. He's in great shape. He's got a normal dong. He would have shown it to you anyway. All you had to do was that. Any woman that said, Chris, send me a picture of your penis, he might be a little skeptical, but he doesn't care now that it's out. You're getting it. If I text Jennifer Lawrence and said, I'd love to see you like do a puppet show with your clam real quick, I'd go to jail.
You know, it'd be great if Captain America did do a sexting PSA or something. Kids, don't put pictures up when you're older, when unless you're in high school. Dangers of sending pictures over the
holding a shield right over.
Yesterday, I had my Mack Weldon's on with no underwear, and I was, I was in good form. You know what I mean? Like, you have those moments where it's a little warm outside.
Summer?
I had summer penis going on. It was a pretty good summer penis. Fairly, you know, I peed with it, and I'm like, this thing's got some weight to it today. We got good summer penis.
Yeah.
And I walked through the family room, and Megan pokes at it. I'm like, you can see it? Yeah, it's totally like showing through the. And I was going to the bank. I'm like, oh, she goes, it's gross. I'm like, yeah, it is kind of, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, but if your boobs and nipples are on, I'm like, that is the hottest thing I've ever seen. But she looked, she poked at it and she giggled and she goes, gross. I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
That summer dong's coming out if you're poking at it.
Well, no. It's like a poke, you're going to the bank with this thing showing. Looks like you're hiding a weird.
You're not going outside now, young man.
It looks like the things that Mario jumps on. Like right before you leave the house, got a little mushroom.
You're dressed like Captain America.
Yeah, I don't know what. And then I was like, huh? So then I just pulled my sweatpants down a little bit, tucked it up under the waistband, pulled my shirt down. Off I went to the bank. Half my wang hanging out of the top of my pants. It was covered by my shirt.
You should have done the ultimate 70s move and just put shorts on over the
real tight ones. But if a girl ever walked by and her boobs were out, she wasn't wearing a bra and you poked them, I went, gross.
I know.
We'd be in jail for we'd be done.
Done for there'd be weeks.
There'd be legal papers. They're like, what do you mean? They're like, oh, yeah, what are you going to do? Let's get a wake-up song and make Brett's job worthwhile today. 602-585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together and poke your own pee-pee back in there. If it's showing, you're going to go to jail. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.
KUPD. You want to get away. Far away. To a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.